broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 27th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 202. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, along with the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, as our solution. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We've got two incredible guests today. I'll introduce the first one. His name is Ken Cromar. The story, Ken and Barb have been abused by our government for quite some time. It started with IRS abuses. Then the IRS said, oh, after we stole your house and sold it, and we have no beef with you, no harm, no foul, I guess. No, I don't think so. Now they're attacking Ken over everything under the sun. And for some reason, they've taken it out of the frying pan into the fire. Because the more Ken puts the pressure on, they can't stand to lose this one now. So they seem to be breaking all laws. All semblance of due process seems to be on the trash heap of history. Ken Cromar, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with you, Sam. We are old-time friends. We have seen many a battle together in Cedar Hills, and we need to do a show on that. I need to interview you on your own show about your battles in Cedar Hills.
We got to do that. Amen to that. But you know what? Interestingly enough, and sad to say, we've got a lot more battles ahead of us because these thugs just seem to be ratcheting up the temperature at every turn. They want war. We need to be peaceful enough not to give it to them. But at the same time, we've got to push back against their tyrannical acts. And that balance is hard
Absolutely.
To achieve, but you've been working at it for quite a while, sir. I kind of summarize, you know, your battle with the IRS, but there's updates. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Here's the quick update. 5 years, 4 months into the battle, began January of 2018, when we received a notice, a service for a court case of United States of America versus, we shorten it now down to Barbie and Ken Cromar. Out of Cedar Hills. They said we owed $1,053,068.23. And we said, what? They made it up, frankly. And the reality is that we've been in a fight ever since. We've been through 18 court cases, the last of which was in Provo in June, the end of June, wherein we were not allowed to even subpoena our own witnesses, which is a constitutional issue. We subpoenaed the commissioner of the IRS. We were trying to commission subpoena all sorts of people, and I was then assaulted by a deputy in the court entry chamber, the courthouse, I should say. Very crazy. Long story short, we have sued the commissioner of the IRS and won, but they wouldn't even let us bring in that decision into our own court case, and they decided to find us guilty. But we have not been sentenced. Therefore, we are not convicted felons, as they tried to do, which is crazy. And so we're just kind of hiding in someplace far away from that wicked, evil county called Utah County, just south of Salt Lake. Now, if you want to know about our story, you can go to two websites. One is called MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. That's MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, all one word. And there you can see videos, Barbie and Ken's greatest videos. You can even see what a 75-man SWAT team assault looks like, wherein they arrested my dear wife, was the only person that was there, and yet they had tanks, two tanks, helicopters, snipers, cleared out the neighborhood, crazy. But you can see that for yourself. Also, the second website, where we've got a number of issues highlighted with regards to Rollin Brunson and the Brunson's case, the brothers Brunson cases at the Supreme Court, is called CedarHillsCitizens.org. That's CedarHillsCitizens.org. And Tom, we've got many of your stories there. In fact, you broke the Brunson brothers' first case going into the Supreme Court when you had Loy Brunson, Rollins' brother, on, and that's when it began to roll out to the nation. I congratulate you, Sam. You always do a great show. You know your stuff, and you are definitely liberty-minded and trying to help save this country. So that's the quick update.
What do we do now? What's the next step in your case then? What's supposed to happen, right?
Where's that, well, like a standoff? We've been trying to
sort of, we took our habeas corpus.
Yeah, exactly. We took our case to the Utah State Supreme Court, where they denied us habeas corpus, which we filed prior to the trial. And anybody who knows law, common law, constitutional law, the Magna Carta, et cetera, knows that they have to produce the evidence. They've never produced the evidence. They've always just ramrodded us through. So we are now on the verge of taking that to the Supreme Court and follow the Brunson brothers in their cases to the Supreme Court. We've been having to get some ducks lined up behind the scenes with our approach. We've got it figured out. In fact, and this could be a good segue to bring Rowland in, is that we've been talking with them about their case, and they've been kindly willing to listen to a couple ideas that we've been kicking around on our habeas corpus filing, which is misprision of treason. I don't believe they really had that concept in their original papers, but that they've now been bringing them in. And what misprision of treason is, okay, court, magistrate, wherever it is that you're taking the case to, in this case, the Supreme Court, we're telling you that there were 388 members of Congress, including Joe Biden, Pence, and Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, 388, who have broken their oath of office. That is a felony and treason. Therefore, you have been notified of the treason, and you, Supreme Court justices, if you do not hear this case, you are now a part of the treason, because the federal statute, and I don't have it in front of me, I'll pull it up in a second, requires that when treason and or felonies are brought forward, they must be investigated, or the court or the justices are now part of that treason. What do you think about that?
All right.
The Supreme Court would now be part of the treason. Before we bring on
our next guest and discuss this in more detail, you're saying to me, Sam, you know what? Ken Cromar's battle with the IRS, Barbie and Ken battle with the Goliath IRS. You know, what does that have to do with the Brunson brothers cases and stuff like that? People are kind of going, what? Wait a minute. The IRS got dismissed, right, Ken? Yeah, but they've got a gazillion other things. And now one case has spawned into like 15 on the Ken front. They're battling that now.
That's right.
In the meantime, well, though, what we're really talking about. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just going to say what the key on that is as they said that we have burglarized our own home and that we falsely appropriated our own home. And you bring up a great point. What is the big deal? Trump got hit by 30 or less at Mar-a-Lago. Roger Stone got hit by 29. A number of other folks that have been hit, Bannon, he was hit by 20-ish, I think. They never did put an exact number, but somewhere around 20. Why did Barbie and Ken Cromar out of Cedar Hills get a 75-man SWAT team? And I've thought long and hard about that. That's not an IRS issue. That has to do, we think, with the land patent that we took out on our home, which is in line and on par in strength and authority with the Constitution itself. Why? Because it's born out of an act of Congress that was then signed by President Grover Cleveland in 1887, February 26th, to be exact, that made our property part and parcel of land patent number 392, basically its own embassy, its own private property. It's an allodial pure title. What people don't know is not only have they been made slaves in collateral for the IRS, but also all the land in the entire United States. And we, innocent little Barbie and Ken, the match made at Mattel, living out of Cedar Hills, Utah, no place Utah, have somehow pricked the judges into where they have to destroy us because we're standing on a treaty that is on par in power with the Constitution of the United States, and they violated that. We've got over $300 million in invoices out against all the players, including the sheriff, Mike Smith, out of Utah County, who we invoiced $11.18 million for his 44 of the 75 that came in and assaulted us, kidnapped us off of our property. So what's the issue? Land patents. Taxes, yeah.
I think we paid every tax. Land patents are the core issue. I think that's why they dropped the IRS issue, because they knew they had no leg to stand on with that, but they could proceed on this. The more they kind of move the target and change the game and complicate the matter, the more spaghetti they throw on the wall, the more that sticks is the problem, folks. But look, here's the link in my mind between Ken, Loy, and the other Brunson brothers. And that is this.
Yes.
All of you are using the law of our land to require accountability. The problem is they've committed so many crimes for so long that they believe that they're is and will be no accountability. And therefore, that is where the battle lines are drawn. Now, we had Loy on, and we talked about Loy's case in detail. And it's kind of an interesting twist of how this is. But the Brunson brothers case at the Supreme Court, we're talking about the sequel. Loy's case versus 388, if you will, is docketed, right? Let's talk about that and then dovetail to the next guest and I guess continuing case, you might say.
We'll do it in seconds right after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Ken Cromar, I'll key it up. I want you to remember this website and check it out. Okay? MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. That's right. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. We believe in miracles, ladies and gentlemen. Do you? The one and only Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds on your radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Cromar with me, Miracles in God We Trust. And I want to say that it was Rollins' case that I guess was at issue. Loy's case was kind of a parallel case. Loy came on with us talking about Rollins' case before. But, Ken, let's start there. This gets confusing if you're not very careful, right?
Yeah, let me tee it up for Rollins here. On Tuesday, well, let me back it up. Rollins, originally, it was his case that went to the Supreme Court. And actually, originally before that, it was Loy who had gotten stuck in the U.S. District Court. So Rollins says, hey, listen, I'll volunteer and I'll shoot my case on through. Well, sure enough, it went all the way to the Supreme Court before it was denied. And then Loy was able to drop his case that got freed up in the District Court, went to the Circuit Court. Boom, he filed a Rule 11 And on Tuesday, it was actually docketed. It's dated April 19th, but it was actually put on the docket on Tuesday. And that case number is 221028, 22-1028. That is an official case. That is Loy Brunson's case, and he's carrying on. Now, what Roland is here to talk about is that even before that happened, just a few days ago, well, actually, St. Patrick's Day, he actually filed a surprise stealth case against Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ketanji Jackson Brown, three Supreme Court justices, women, for failing in their oath of office. And he filed that in Ogden. It was pulled into the district court in Salt Lake. And now a Jared C. Bennett, a magistrate there, is overseeing the case. And the justices have had to lawyer up. And I think this is where we kick it off and hand it off to Roland.
How you doing, Sam? How you doing, Ken?
We're doing marvelous, sir. Hey, welcome to the broadcast. And man, the plot thickens, doesn't it, sir?
Well, I don't want to give up on this. You know, I'm always looking for an idea and a strategy to make this work. I can see Ken in his case; he just never gave up, and I believe that principle. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you never give up, you're always going to see an opportunity and a way to get there. I think discouragement is one of the greatest tools of the devil. And we've all experienced that, and that's the number one thing that stops us in this life, I believe. And let me introduce this case and a concept that's been affecting my brothers. I believe that happiness, the foundation of happiness, is nothing but freedom. I mean, that is it. If you take a look at an area of your life that's not working, which is causing you to be unhappy, you'll see that there's a loss of freedom in that area of your life. If you're unhappy in a relationship, there's a sense of tyranny going on. And I'm going to point you to a day that was probably one of the most depressing, discouraging days in America in the past 20 or so years, and that was January the 6th, 2021. And you know what I'm talking about. That was a famous day when all the state representatives got together to vote on the certification of the election, the 2020 presidential election, and witnessing on allegations that of interference in the election. And what really got us when we were watching this, and what's really surprised us and was kind of exciting, is that Ted Cruz, Paul Gorsuch, and a few others challenged the votes coming in. They said there's something wrong. We've got proof that there is. And what was exciting about this is there was a vote put on the floor to see if they would investigate these allegations. And what was shocking to us is that three quarters or two thirds of Congress, including Kamala Harris, voted not to investigate it. Now, this is not just negligence. This is an act of thwarting the proposed investigation. What makes our case unique is that this has nothing to do with a rigged election. It has everything to do with they broke their oath of office by voting to not investigate allegations of a rigged election. But it's more than that. A lot of people don't realize this. And I've been talking to a lot of liberals, and they're saying there's no evidence of a rigged election. Our case has nothing to do with that. Here's what it has to do. It has to do with interference in the election process. And the first person who brought up the accusation was Paul Gorsuch and Ted Cruz. They said there's something wrong. And they were the ones that brought up the allegation of a rigged election. The second accusation that a lot of people don't realize is that the liberals were accusing Ted Cruz, Paul Gorsuch, and a few others of interfering with the election by creating what they would refer to as phony evidence. Right there, if it's true, if the liberals' accusations were true, that Ted Cruz made up that evidence, that right there is a crime. That's interference with the with the election the certification process. So a crime was committed that day in full view of everyone who witnessed this, everyone who saw this. Now, my brothers, my younger brother Darren, who's really good at that litigation, and he's sued some banks because he doesn't like the way they did their things. We realized that an act of war and a rigged election or interference with the election is the same thing. That a rigged election is the same as an act of war. Why? Because it puts into power the victor. And there's penalties for a war that's going to be waged that's ignored. The members of Congress had an obligation under oath that any threat to our country as an act of war, they were obligated to investigate it, period, the end. And so in full view of everyone, the liberals were accusing the Republicans of interfering with the election. The Republicans were accusing the Democrats for rigging the election. And what really got me is that when the Democrats were accusing Ted Cruz and those others for interfering in the election, why wouldn't they want to vote to have it investigated? To have it, if they were so confident, they were yelling, they're lies. Ted Cruz is making all this stuff up. Well, if they're so passionate about it, why not conduct an investigation? And if it's true that your allegations toward Ted Cruz and his buddies were accurate and they can go to prison, well, let's follow through with it. But they voted not to investigate it. And it's like, what? So we had an angle here. Why not do a lawsuit against those guys for breaking their oath of office, for actually assisting in enemies of the Constitution and enemies of this country? We're going to refer to it an act of war, allegations there's a war coming, and sue them for it. So we got together. My younger brother Darren says, listen, I don't want to put my name on it. Well, let's put someone's name on it. And Lori says, hey, how about my name? So he went to the federal court in Salt Lake City. You've heard this story before, but I'm going to tell you it again, probably in a different way that you haven't heard. But he went. Now, this is interesting. He went to the federal court, paid the filing fee. They're supposed to file it at that moment. It's not the latest, like maybe the next day. They did not file his case. He paid the filing fee, but they didn't file it. And we're thinking, does this happen a lot? Come to find out, no. So after a few months of waiting around, we sued the federal court in the name of Loy, went to Loy's district court to sue and put pressure on the federal court, made four attempts because the state court, fourth district court judge says, no, I don't want to do this. Finally, after about 6 months, the federal court out of the blue decided to file Loy's case in the federal court. Which is just like all this happened. It's like a 2-year process of just getting it filed. And then finally, the judge of the federal court in Salt Lake City decided to pass on it, which means we were able to take it to the appellate court. But before we even filed it, we didn't even file it to the appellate court. What we did is we used the Rule 11, which is basically it talks about the national emergency clause, that because it's a national emergency, we can go straight to the Supreme Court. And so we used the Rule 11, wondering if that was going to work or not. And Tuesday, the Supreme Court accepted it on the Rule 11 and put it on the docket. And the Solicitor General has until about May the 24th to respond to this. Now, in the meanwhile, going back.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live. What's the reality with this, ladies and gentlemen? Will the government just simply ignore the laws? What do you think is going to happen? We'll come back and chat about it in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds,
"No accountability, no transparency, none of that. And that arrangement was not good for the state of Florida. The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked."
Two military commanders who worked in the same unit as a suspected Pentagon leaker have been suspended. The Air Force announced the two were suspended pending further investigation into the top-secret documents that were leaked online. So far, only Airman Jack Teixeira has been arrested in connection with the leak. Authorities say Teixeira shared the documents on social media. The Pentagon has chosen not to identify the commanders. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. Meantime, the system dropped baseball-sized hail across areas of Texas and Florida yesterday. The severe weather has left more than 5 million people across parts of Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The gross domestic product number was released this morning and shows the economy slowed way down with only a 1.1% growth in the first quarter. Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Cromer with us, Ryland Brunson with us. You got to kind of ask yourself, where's this going to go? Barbie and Ken have a big old bunch of lawsuits going on. You got an update on Rollins' case. You've got, you know, the Brunson brothers' case at the Supreme Court, the sequel going on now. You've got the Supreme Court has now docketed their case under Ryland Brunson's name. I guess... they've got this so mixed up, it seems like the Supreme Court can just wiggle out of this so easy and just ignore the lock-in.
Well, what's going on now is we got Ken?
Oh, yeah, sorry. There is a slight delay for Rollins' phone, but yeah, no, it's true. The Supreme Court has now been given a second bite at the apple. They failed on the first case. But now they're facing the element of misprision of treason, which means, hey, we're telling you there's treason here. We think, and as the justices of the highest level, the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, now you're still under the federal law and the Constitution that requires you to investigate the treason. If you don't, you now are right on par, not aiding and abetting. You're literally a part of the treason. So that's the question that's before the court now. And we're going to find out through
To simplify this, the lawsuit that I have, I filed it, and it's in this federal court right now, against 3 members of the Supreme Court justices, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, for refusing to hear my case. I got a court order from the federal judge, a court order that they needed to respond to my lawsuit against them or be removed from office. And in response to that court order, they actually complied. They lawyered up. They actually hired attorneys and with a motion told my judge, asked my judge here in Salt Lake City, Jersey Bennett, that to not move forward on my case, that they are very, very important people, that they should be immune from something like this, and that they shouldn't be bothered leaving the decision up to the Salt Lake City Federal Court Judge Jersey Bennett, leaving the decision up. Now, because they're in the court here, I now have the opportunity to oppose that. And if they lose, they can appeal this all the way up to the Supreme Court. And if I lose on the federal court level, if Jersey Bennett doesn't have the courage to follow the legal authority that I've given him to rule in my favor, to just have this case heard, I can appeal this all the way up to the Supreme Court. In the meanwhile, my brother Lloyd's case is on the docket of the Supreme Court, and hopefully this is going to give them pressure to allow him to be heard. Now, I've got this idea. I've got the strategy. Done my judge here. He needs letters. I've got a website that's enoughisenough.me. Enoughisenough.me. You can go there, and with your permission, with a click of a button, I can get your name and return address, and I can make sure that that letter of yours gets to the federal court judge. I want to have him receive thousands of letters. I want him to wake up in the morning and the first thing that he has to deal with when he walks into his office is all the staff members going, what are you going to be doing with all these letters? They're asking you to hear this case. They're asking this case to move forward, to cause the three justices to account, to admit why they moved against me. And I want him to be stressed out throughout the day, and then at night before he comes home, I want a ton of letters to be dealing that he has to deal with. And his wife is saying, honey, what's wrong? What are you concerned with? I'm stressed out. I got thousands of letters I got to deal with. We the people are sending me letters. I want that judge to know that this is not just about me and my brothers. That this is about we the people. That he has the power. This, my judge, has the power. More power. Right now, he has the power to clean everything up in this nation by allowing this case of mine not to be dismissed, to allow my defendants to explain why they moved against me. Enoughisenough.me, it'll show you the letter that I once sent. I know that letters have an influence. It'll show him that it's not just about me, that it is about we the people. And if I can get thousands of letters, if not hundreds of thousands of letters showing up at his office every day, that's gonna have an influence on him on allowing this case to be heard. And I'm asking it, if you want to do something about this, because I know we're all troubled with, I want to do something about it. I want to help out. What can I do to help out? Well, if you want to do something about it and have it be effective, you go to enoughisenough.me. You click on that button. You see the letter, and with a click of another button, that letter will be sent to that judge and your voice will be heard. And if you want to report on what's going on, you can go to my Facebook page, Roland Brunson, or you can go to my website to find out the latest, RolandBrunson.com, and you can watch the show step by step of what's happening.
So, Ken Cromar, I started out by mentioning some of your battles in the little teeny town of Cedar Hills, Utah. What we're finding in America is that the criminal activity by government officials, rogue agents in government, have gone criminal. And at first we thought it was just the general federal government. Now we're realizing it's at every level. And where we learned this is in your case. We learned this in some of the battles that you and I have had together on the city level. We've learned this because they've taken little city issues and blown them up to be international even and national issues.
Exactly.
And we're finding that this is true where the American people found out about this, separate from our discovery of this reality, is when mom tried to go down to the school board and say, listen, don't teach Johnny that he's a woman. I don't do that. And don't teach that my kids are racist, because they're not. Mm-hmm. Then the FBI and the Justice Department got sicked on mom soccer mom was considered a, quote, terrorist. That's where we learned nationally speaking. Everybody realizes now this is the problem we're facing, and that's why ultimate accountability is required, Ken.
You know, Sam, you've hit the nail on the head here, because you're right. This is the corruption, the tyranny, the enslavement of America. It's been a long, steady process, but we're now in full-blown socialism and treason, frankly. And so the question is why are we all getting beat up onesie-twosies all across the nation? You and I, for years, have battled in Cedar Hills against corrupt local government, a mayor that had 500 D times in 2-year period but kept it secret. How was he getting free golf when he wasn't even the mayor anymore? And the corruption just went on and on and on. And so literally after we exposed that, within 2 months, United States of America versus Barbie and Ken Cromar? How did that happen? Who took which IRS agent out to play golf and tell him, hey, you might want to weaponize yourself against these corrupt tax cheats, Cromars, go get them. And sure enough, the IRS, the most brutal collection agency in the history of the world, was unleashed on poor Barbie and Ken. The mistake they made was, I'm a filmmaker. You don't want to mess with a media guy, right, Sam? You're a media guy, where we can tell the story. And we have just never given up. We have got our teeth sunk into this. We're not giving up. We're on a divine assignment, we feel like, to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and especially domestic, whether it be in Cedar Hills with a corrupt former mayor and all his cronies around him still kicking and screaming and pushing the IRS and defaming us all right and left. And now they're doing it to Rowland, Loy, Darren, and Gaynor Brunson.
And sadly, the truth is on this, yeah, folks. Sadly, the reality is this. The domestic threat has become greater than the foreign threat. And it takes the form of elected and appointed officials that are derelict in their duty at the least, treasonous at the most, but somewhere in between, literally violating the constitutional God-ordained rights and violating due process of innocent citizens who are innocent until proven guilty, not the other way around. And that's what this issue relates to when it comes to election integrity. If we don't have control of our elections, what do we have control over, right? So this lawsuit now that Rowland has against Sotomayor,
Kagan,
and Brown, I guess it is.
Katanji Jackson Brown, yeah.
Okay, so these three court justices, hey, this is about saying, look, you cannot just ignore these court cases. The law says you got to deal with them. You can't sidestep them. You can't play games.
No one's above the law.
Certain members of Congress have been derelict in their duty, and you must hold them accountable. Isn't that what this is about, Roland?
Absolutely. I love what you said. It's about accountability. And right now, my federal court judge has the power to hold them accountable.
Yeah. Rowland's federal court judge issued an order telling the three defendants to respond or be removed from office. What's next in seconds on your radio?
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day, end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
Hank Cromer, Roland Bronson on the radio. What's next? Let's start with Mr. Bronson. What do you think's next for this then? What shenanigan will they play next? Because look, they can't let you guys win. If they let you win, the whole house of cards falls down, my friends. So what do you say is next? What shenanigan will they pull next?
Oh, they're going to pull every shenanigan they can. But an individual Supreme Court justice has no power or authority over a lower court. They're just like you and me. So whatever shenanigans they want to pull, they are limited. They do not want me to prevail. And all the only thing they can do, the greatest power they have, is simply to ask the judge through a motion not to listen to me. And we'll see what happens. Because if they lose, if I lose, I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court, and John Roberts and Clarence Thomas and the other four justices are going to decide if they're going to have a hearing on this or not. And there's nothing they can do about it except pray.
Sotomayor, Kagan, and Brown would have to recuse themselves because the case is about them. Imagine that. A case that comes before the Supreme Court, Roland Brunson, for not being heard in a lower court. Now three of the justices can't vote on the case because it's about them. They have to recuse themselves, leaving six. Wow. Have you ever heard of that happening before?
Yeah.
Way to go, Roland.
And here's the deal. I picked on the three of the most liberal, three of the most evil Supreme Court justices, which means the ones that I only need four votes to have a hearing in the Supreme Court level. And there's a good chance. I'm giving Clarence Thomas and those guys an opportunity to move on this if they want. An opportunity to get rid of these other three if they want through my case. They have that power.
Gotta love that.
My experience says when the ease of rhetoric makes you stand on the side of liberty, then they do that. When it comes to real wrestling with the hogs, they don't. Proof in the pudding, Kevin McCarthy just voted to increase the debt ceiling, knowing full well that it'll be DOA in the Senate and DOA by the president. But they did it because they want to score brownie points. But the reality is they're not scoring brownie points when they raise the debt ceiling. They need to not raise the debt ceiling. And Kevin already caved his first volley, if you will, in my opinion, sets the stage for an absolute complete loss. And that's kind of what they do. They talk big, but when push comes to shove, they don't act, or they act in ways that. So I'm not trying to be negative here, but I just have a feeling that these criminals are not about to turn tail and run, and they're not about to tell the truth. Ken?
Well, you know, criminals are cowards. They are the ones who are manipulated more from fear than anybody else because they're cowards. Evil runs so fast from light more than anything else. So, yeah, as soon as they are threatened by a little bit of the light, by what Ken is doing, by what my brothers and I are doing, what we the people are doing, they're going to tuck tail and run because they don't have a conviction about their personal evil. They'll betray it in a second if it means survival.
Ken?
Yeah, you know, we really have hit a monumental point in American history. We are watching the intended devolution and destruction from within. But we do have a chance, and it is happening now at the Supreme Court with Loy Brunson's case. Excuse me, Rollins' case was there first, and now Loy's has come in as the sequel. And while that's going on, Rollins is beating up on these three justices, requiring them to hear case. You didn't mention, by the way, that you made them a settlement offer, which by law.
Yeah, settlement offer.
Go ahead. You should explain that. This is really cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, the settlement offer. I offered them that if they would give me a hearing on my case, my Supreme Court case, if they denied to hear, if they would give me a hearing, then I would drop my case against them, and that still stands. I've got to run. I've got another appointment I got to get to, but I want to thank you for letting me be a part of the
All
show.
Right. Before you leave, what's the next step then? What do we watch for next?
What we're watching for next is the battle that's going to be going on in the federal court of Salt Lake City. We're going to be preparing an opposition to their motion, telling the judge to allow this case to go forward. That's the next step. That's the next step after that is Loy's case. We're waiting till May 24th. The Solicitor General has an opportunity to respond to that case or not. And that's what up. And if you want to know what's going on, you can go to my website, RolandBunson.com, or talk to you. Ken will let you know what's going on. And make sure, if you want to be a part of this, enoughisenough.me, and you'll have an opportunity to send a letter to my judge here and let him know that it's not just about me. Yep. It's about we the people.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you
That's
soon.
That's right.
Ken, this is important. You fired off the first letter, right?
You fired off the first letter, right? Yeah, the letters have actually gone in a couple of days. Yesterday, it was Tuesday. Roland had shipped out 500 letters from people that had gone to his website and said, here, send my letter. And, you know, it costs a couple of bucks, not a big deal, because he's got to put the mail, literally puts it in the mail. These are letters from people like you and me. And you know what? I'm really, really proud to say that Roland and I have been talking almost every day. I've talked to Darren, talked to Loy, but mostly Roland of late. And I am the first person who sent my letter in through their new website a few days ago when they were just getting it going. So everybody can help. Sign a letter. Go to enoughisenough.me. Enoughisenough.me is the way you'd say it. And you can just hit submit and boom, it'll help you, put your credit card down for the $2 just to cover the cost to get the letter sent into the court. And to that judge to say, obey your oath of office. No one is above the law. No one, including Supreme Court justices. And that's really the story, Sam. So I've got a little follow-up if you're shifting gears on you slightly, if you don't mind.
By all means, sir.
And sorry, there is a slight delay, about a four-second delay. Sorry about that. But what it is that just before Christmas, all of our videos, Miracles in God We Trust, and A More Perfect Union, sold out. People had sent in a donation to miraclesandgodwetrust.com at the contact page, and purchased, just sent in a $25 donation, and that included shipping, and they were able to get a copy of Miracles in God We Trust and A More Perfect Union, and those sold out. But about a month ago, we managed to get our stock replenished, and now they're flying off the shelves again. And wanted to let your audience know that if they didn't get a chance to get Miracles in God We Trust, a documentary about our nation and the history of our nation as it relates to miracles and freedom, that they could now go to miraclesandgodwetrust.com/contact. And there is where you can order and send in your donation. And there's other opportunities there where if you want to just buy donate for one video, that's fine too. And there's other items there that include the National Center for Constitutional Studies, a Freedom Library, opportunities for people to get educated and learn about the true history of our nation and the true George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. So we're doing everything we can. I would mention that at CedarHillCitizens.org, there's a couple of stories there. In fact, the Tuesday story, if you want to look that up, it's the second to the last story, the second to the most recent story. There is an affidavit that you can just pull down and change it if you want, but you can pull down and you can send the affidavit to the Supreme Court justices in Washington, D.C. The address is right there. Everything that you need is there. You can print it off, fill in the blanks, and go to a notary and get the notary to sign it, because now it's a testimony. And those testimonies, by the way, do end up on the docket. One of the Roland was telling me yesterday that into the Salt Lake court to Jared C. Bennett, with those 500 letters, one of the letters was actually docketed as a testimony in favor of the case. That's on the docket. So we can all be a part of the fight for freedom by just simply lending our voice, the pen is mightier than the sword, and through the principals and the holding judges, clerks, magistrates, city council members, mayors, everybody accountable to their oath of office is the key, I believe, on how we win our country back. We need to start charging people for treason.
Honesty is the issue, Ken Cromar, and we need accountability.
Yes, sir.
Is the measure of where we stand in America. You know what? If we don't have accountability, we're in trouble. If people are above the law, and if there's two classes of people, if you got the Joe Bidens of the world, the IRS commissioners of the world, Lois Lerner, and these people can do whatever they want to, and you and I are the cattle to be forced and abused and, you know, our life, liberty, property destroyed, and they can just do whatever they want to, then you know what? The cast, the die is set for America's destruction. On the other hand, if we, the people, the genius of America, stand together and say, you know what? There will be accountability in this country. We will have no upper class or king class or elite class. We will force accountability. Then you know what? There's a bright day and future for our children, Ken.
Amen. 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 How do we save the Constitution of the United States and our very once great nation? How do we save it? The answer is super simple. Use the Constitution to save the Constitution. And how do you do that? You hold all government officials personally accountable to their oaths. In other words, we say you're a domestic enemy because you're breaking your oath of office, you're stealing my Barbie and Ken's dream house in Cedar Hills, and you're putting a 75-man SWAT team out there to do it. You coulda, you probably were trying to kill us, you failed, and we're not giving up. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court on a habeas corpus issue where we've not been properly charged. We've been denied our rights, been denied subpoenas, been denied our own counsel, been denied every opportunity to have justice. And we've filed a criminal referral to the Utah State Attorney General twice before the trial, and they refused to hear anything. The corruption's deep. We've got invoices out. We're holding them all accountable. We intend to collect. Pretty tough job to collect $300 million, Ken, from all these different people. Yeah, but you know what? We're going to find out if we have a constitution. We're going to find out if we have courts or not. And wouldn't it be cool if Barbie and Ken, who were being attacked like Goliath by Goliath, Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS, if we indeed prevailed and then we actually took their homes away from them? You know what we'd do if we did that, Sam? And we went back to our house. We were able to go back to our house, but we had now owned all of their homes. We'd make an Airbnb called the Patriot Airbnb cycle. And anybody who'd been victimized by any of those judges would get their stay for free at this Airbnb tour of former
judges. Well, and let me make this point before the end of the hour. Let me make this point before the end of the hour. If you agree with Ken or don't agree with Ken, folks, that isn't the point. And that's what I told my good local sheriff. I mockingly say good local sheriff. I told him flat out, you know what? It isn't whether you agree with Ken or not, Sheriff. You have an obligation to guarantee due process to your citizen. And all he did was play games with words. And he said, oh, I think they already have had due process. I said, what evidence can you provide? Well, they told me they did. Have you lost your mind, Sheriff? I know they told you they didn't rob that bank either, sir. But you got to believe different when the proof is in the pudding, right? Okay, we've got to start hold them accountable.
Sheriff Mike Smith is a coward, and he needs to be held accountable. We're going to hold him accountable. And Barbie and Ken will prevail
over Mike Smith,
Goliath IRS because miracles
I'm saying to
be
Mike
cut.
Smith and everybody else, you can do the right thing. You can stand up and say, look, I'm not here to debate Ken. I'm here to guarantee due process to my citizen. That is one of the chief responsibilities of an elected sheriff. Ladies and gentlemen, miracles are what we believe in. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com for more. Ken Cromar, thank you, sir. And we'll keep an eye on the case. God save the Republic of the United States of America.